BFBS. Your stories. 20 Brigade.
3-5 Engineer Regiment have returned from a very demanding 6 months in Helmand. To celebrate their homecoming, they held a Thanksgiving service, followed by a medals parade, at the Schützenhof in Paderborn. The General Officer Commanding 1st UK Armoured Division, Major General James Bashel, was in attendance and shared in the joy of 3-5's return to Germany.
It's very good to see them all back. I remember when they left, it doesn't seem like 6 months ago, but it's wonderful to see them back safely. I think it's very important that there's closure, and that's what a lot of soldiers need at the end of a long tour, something to bring the tour to a conclusion, and this is a wonderful way of doing it. Though they're back safely, our thoughts are still with the rest of 20 Brigade who are deployed, and also with the family of Elijah Bond at this difficult time for them, because everyone is back and happy, and of course they have had a loss during the tour. But 20 Brigade is still out there, and there's still a few weeks to go before everyone's back, so our thoughts are still very much with people in theatre, as well as giving thanks for 3-5's safe return.
Making the most of their close ties with the city, the service was held in the magnificent splendour of the Dom in Paderborn. With its soaring Gothic arches, it was a stunning backdrop to a very moving Thanksgiving. Soldiers and their families, as many as 400, coming across from the UK for the occasion, packed out the church and gave rousing voice to the well-known hymns. A poignant candle ceremony was included in remembrance of Sapper Elijah Bond. The band of the Corps of Royal Engineers filled the cathedral with beautiful, emotive music. Padre Claire Callanan, the regiment's chaplain, took the service.
My principal role was with the EOD and search team, but 3-5 engineers were my unit before I deployed, so I was still looking after them on tour, and this is why I came back in time for them to do this service.
It was Captain Taylor's second time in Afghanistan. He told me what the day meant to him.
It was a fantastic service. It was really nice to have my family sat next to me as well for it. I think a lot of the readings are really poignant as well, and really well chosen.
So who have you got here today?
I've got my mother with me, and my father, and also my wife.
How does it feel being here with your son?
Very proud of him. Very proud of him. And of all of them, really.
The overall feeling of those present was pride, particularly while watching their husbands, brothers, sons on parade receiving their medals. Vignettes of the tour were read out during the presentation, and the band was once again entertaining the crowd, making the event extra special. This is Olivia Strawn-Hayes for BFBS in Paderborn.
Tell us your stories. Email germany@bfbs.com. BFBS.